This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you so much, Larry.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and we welcome Democratic Representative of the House, 23rd District, Dan Frankel. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Boy, you're in a firestorm this morning. You know that.
Oh, you know what the heck?
Well, you've been at this a long time. This whole conversation about recreational marijuana or adult use cannabis, however you want to describe it, has been passed along and along. And then Sunday, a 173-page bill is sent out and out of committee. It passes. Now the Republicans are going, hey, you're trying to pull a fast one, Dan. What's going on?
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is this has been the most thorough, thought-out, and transparent process bringing this bill to fruition. We've had six comprehensive hearings with every potential imaginable stakeholder, from people in the industry, from consumers, from folks in the public health sector, from folks in the small business sector, and the criminal justice piece. So we, and that was done in a bipartisan way. So all the information's been out there for quite some time. We wanted to bring a bill up as soon as we could to get this engaged in, as we discuss the budget, because there's significant revenue potentially in an adult use bill. So it has been a very transparent process. My Republican colleagues informed a great deal of what we ended up proposing here, particularly focused on the public health issues. And we're very proud of the product, and hope we get it moved out of the House this week.
Well, I know the governor's in his budget proposal is counting on, you know, $500 million projected revenue from the legalization process. That said, critics are saying, why are you doing it through the PCLB for sales and not separate like all the other states, now 24, that have it legalized?
Right. Well, virtually every one of those states have done it badly, and I think you would talk to many of those legislators there and regret what they've done. The alternative is a model that has been promoted by the big cannabis industry. A model that does not promote public health and does not promote small businesses. So what we have seen in other states and what we saw in the medical marijuana marketplace here was the vertical integration of the industry. And with our intent had been to make sure that small business and entrepreneurs had opportunities. So what you saw was people who bought licenses in the medical marijuana marketplace in Pennsylvania for processing and growing could not get their products on the shelves of these big multi-state operators. And we had to make some adjustments there. So we don't want to create a flight path to make big marijuana into big tobacco. We want opportunities for Pennsylvania small businesses, for farmers, and we want to promote public health. So our bill includes caps on THC limits, packaging restrictions, so it's not attractive to children. If you have edibles, that they aren't going to be appealing to children as well. Those are not things that are supported by the large multi-state operators. And so I think we've got a pretty conservative approach to doing adult use. that, as I said, promotes public health, promotes criminal justice, and promotes small businesses and revenue for the state. It checks every single box, and I think the model is really unique in the United States, and it moves the conversation forward. If we move this out of the House over to the Senate, you know, my expectation is we'll have a discussion. I hope the Senate Republican leaders engage in this discussion. And in my 26 years, I know that compromises need to be made, and I don't have any real expectation that we get the same exact bill back. But at least we're starting the conversation. We're going to send this over to the Senate. Engage with us, and let's try and address these issues.
Dan Frankel, I appreciate your willingness to discuss. We'll see where it goes. Thanks for the time this morning.
No, my pleasure. Bye-bye.
Representing the 23rd District, Representative Dan Frankel, and here we go.